Good morning. It's 6:23. Collins and Mack. It is Friday. Welcome to the weekend. We are joined by Michael Wyatt, Wyatt Surfermore, also affiliated with the AgriLife Research Center.
Actually paid by them, and I appreciate that very much.
So. That's a really neat facility out there.
That is.
We really enjoyed the tour. You invited us out to,
yes, ma'am,
and gave us a personal tour of the facility, and it was amazing.
I've been on multiple tours. I got, yes, to pick strawberries.
That's right.
That's right.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. Now,
come out next week and pick weeds, probably, but...
No.
Now, see, he won't show up for that.
You can't. Now, you got a tater day coming up. Now, does that mean you, people get to dig their own taters?
Well, I think they'll already have those taters dug, and they're going to be at the Spring Lake Potato Sales, and that's in between Littlefield and Spring Lake, and it's going to be on July 17th at 10 a.m. They're going to have lunch, and then they're going to talk about potatoes and the state of the potato research program in Texas and in Colorado, probably.
You know, I've always missed the state of the potato message.
It's
but
very
I'm looking
interesting.
Forward to it.
It's very in-depth. They go over funding and the research that they're doing. And
we'll keep
the diseases.
An eye on that.
There's potato so many eye. Different varieties.
Yeah, they're going to have 150 potato varieties.
Shut up.
Wow.
There's 150 potato varieties?
Yeah, just right here in Texas. How about that? That's pretty cool.
And they study things like diseases that can affect the potato, like the zebra chip. What is that?
Zebra chip disease. A lot of people could actually see this when they're preparing a potato, maybe because it is out there in the stores that really don't affect the taste too much, but you'll slice that potato and it'll have stripes through it,
mm-hmm,
dark stripes. And a lot of times if you deep fry those, so the people that fry potatoes, Lay's potato chips, those people, they're very concerned about that disease, of course, because it discolors that potato very dark and it caramelizes, and it could throw it off a little bit and have bitter taste. So they are putting funding money into that and to try to figure out how to prevent that disease.
Yeah, every once in a while you'll get that in a bag of chips, and I've seen that, and actually tasted one, and sometimes they do taste like there's no difference, but like you said, sometimes it's just like, spit it out.
Yeah. You know, I was fascinated by the purple potato.
Yeah.
Now, that's something that we don't just see
every day.
That's
one of my
favorite
colors anyway. But yeah.
Tell us the big deal about the purple potato.
Well, it's really neat because they were doing some research. I believe a student down at College Station was looking at taking those potatoes and using them to try to kill prostate cancer.
Yeah, they put them on the cells, right?
Right, on the cells. So they did find some good results from that. Now, to ingest the potato to fight cancer, they haven't quite made that jump yet. If that makes sense, but you know,
but it ain't going to hurt you eat the purple tater.
No, and they're really good. But you know, and our potato guys, they'll teach you all the different ways to try to prepare them to eat them and
well,
slice
you know,
them up.
You
I
know,
think
you
they could, put a little olive oil on this and salt it up, and it's good.
Where do you buy purple taters?
You might get some at United. I know United also carries the Yukon Gold, which our program has helped develop. So
really,
we've got some good success. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that those were developed here.
Yeah, they helped.
Interesting.
Sure did.
Yeah, that purple potato thing and the cancer cells, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could kill cancer with, like, potato
chips? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah. Instead of chemotherapy.
Yeah.
You know, it would be so much less toxic to the rest of the body.
Well, you can infuse potato juice into your body.
Never know.
But I guess the research is ongoing on that.
It is. And by lots of people. They'll even have people from Mexico and Canada come down, mm-hmm, from like their representative, like their potato associations that are in those countries too. So it's a big deal in the potato community. So come on out July 10th at 10 a.m. and come see some taters and learn more about it.
All right.
Now to talk about turf. I've had a lot of people talk about this, a lot of interest lately. They have fescue lawns. They want to change them over to Bermuda. Mow that fescue really low, catch your clippings, seed at a high rate, like a new yard, 3 to 5 pounds per 1,000 square feet of Bermuda seed. Keep it moist for a couple of weeks. That will start some Bermuda plants in there. And then during the winter, when it freezes, the fescue will still be green. Go out there and spray it with some Roundup or glyphosate. That's the cheap way to do it.
Oh.
I'll be glad to come by and give you a bit and tear out your whole lawn, but that's a cheap way to turn that fescue lawn.
If you want instant gratification, ring them up. What's your telly?
Well, you can probably be best email me at turfandmore@yahoo.com.
turfandmore@yahoo.com. That's Wyatt's Turf and More.
Appreciate
Michael Wyatt.
You guys.
Also, now, You know, notice he said he gets paid by the AgriLife Research Center. So
I do some work for him.
Yeah, maybe you could get some lawnmower done pro bono, you reckon?
No. It's my second 40 hours in the week.